Thanks.
Hello, divas. Welcome to Diva Talk Radio. All right, that's the Diva Vedic singers and dancers, and welcome to the only diva-style radio show in the universe dedicated to women living with, at risk, and affected by diabetes. I'm your host, Mr. Diva Vedic, and I'm on a quest to glamorize good health. So sit back, relax, and play along with us tonight as one lucky diva enters our lightning bolt round of our popular diabetes self-care game called Diabetes Numerology. Plus, you're not going to want to miss expert advice from the Charlie's Angels of Diabetes Outreach, fun conversations with my special guest stars, and a huge diva discount deal I'm going to reveal at the end of this program to help you divas stay healthy and upbeat about your care. Now remember, this show is all about you. If you have any questions or would like to make comments, call in on our diva digits. It's 347-215-8551. And feel free to visit our website, divabedic.org, where you could download free our diabetes numerology game book and play along with tonight's special real-life diva. Now, we're going to kick things off with three of the smartest and sexiest diabetes educators in the world. They are Jessica Isler from Norfolk, Virginia, Judy Wilcox, and Teddy Spiropoulos from Hollywood, Florida. Hello, angels.
Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Max.
Well, welcome back, Jessica and Judy, and thank you, Teddy, for joining us tonight on the program. I really appreciate it.
We are excited to be here, of course.
Are you ready to put down your blow dryers and curling irons and get ready to get the show started? Because I've got some hot topics.
Let's get diva.
What do you want to talk about tonight?
Well, you know, it's a new fall kickoff season for TV, and unfortunately, I played hooky yesterday because I had to, you know, watch all my favorite shows, including The View. And I was watching Dr. Oz, and yesterday, he put a 10-pound weight loss challenge to his audience. Dr. Oz was stressing that even losing 10 pounds can make a huge difference in your health. But I'm wondering, why is America's favorite doctor asking for only 10 pounds when many people have far more to shed in order to be considered healthy? So what's going on, ladies?
Well, you know what? I have to say, Max, I really like Dr. Oz's style on this. You know, most people who are in the business of helping people lose weight kind of almost do us a disservice because they set unrealistic expectations and goals. And I really like this idea of, you know, the fact that, you know what, if you do lose 10 pounds, if you can just lose 10 pounds, you can have a dramatic impact on your health. And people think, you know, I have to get to my ideal weight or to my goal weight. And in fact, you really don't need to get there. You know, you just need to do this initial 10 pounds. You'll be amazed. You can have lower blood pressure. You can have a decreased risk of having a stroke or heart attack. You can have decreased risk for certain cancers. You can decrease your cholesterol up for 10%. You can improve your liver function. Your pancreas is going to function better, not to mention that your diabetes control will certainly improve.
You'll be totally
motivated once you lose
Absolutely.
That 10 pounds.
Judy, are they? I know you have a patient population there in Hollywood, Florida at the Diabetes Center. Are they motivated to lose more weight after 10 pounds, or do they just stop there?
After 10 pounds, when they see that they lose a little weight, they get really excited and they want to do more. So it's kind of like a stimulus to keep going. It's like exciting. It's like, have you ever held like 10 pounds of flour in your hand and then you put it down and you feel that difference? That's how they feel when they lose 10 pounds. It's an amazing feeling.
Are you talking
about
a real-life experience?
I am. It is a real-life experience, Max,
because
I just lost some weight myself.
How much weight did you lose?
I lost 44 pounds, Max.
And how did you do it?
I changed my lifestyle mostly. I started exercising more and changing the kinds of foods and eating more healthier choices, just making some better choices, eating more vegetables, measuring my portions. And as I went through this, the little changes made a big difference in how I felt about myself. And
but
that's
Teddy, Teddy, did these little changes make a difference? Because everyone's always saying healthier options. I know you also work at the Diabetes Center in Hollywood, Florida. What's right. going on? Are patients really hearing these changes, or are they going back to their old changes and gaining not only back the original 10 pounds, but 5 extra pounds as well?
No, I think what's happening is if we do set realistic goals like everybody talked about, I think people do become motivated. And beyond that, since they are divas, their clothes fit better, so that's always a plus. But I do think that patients who come and at least lose 10 pounds and see the difference that 10 pounds makes, that's amazing. It is. So I think it keeps them going.
Now, some patients, though, need to lose a lot more than 10 pounds. There's some people dealing with huge weight issues. Luther Vandross, my former boss, had a very public weight loss battle. I mean, he would go back and forth and lose excess of 80 to 90 pounds, gain it, lose it, gain it, lose it. So people are recommending gastric bypass, lap band surgeries to help people not only combat obesity, but also to combat diabetes. They're saying that it could actually reverse diabetes.
Well, I have to tell you, since I also run the bariatric surgery program at our hospital at Memorial Regional, I can tell you that there are dramatic changes in people's cholesterol and diabetes status. However, I still feel that we should caution people into not thinking that it cures their diabetes. I think it keeps it at bay. I think people are healthier. I think that they can go off of some type 2 patients, go off their medications, but I also think that they should always be aware that they have the underlying factors of being diabetic, and they should never, put their guard down, even if they've had any kind of weight loss surgery.
Now, I have to be honest, Teddy. I heard that with this surgery, some people channel one addiction for another. So people who, stereotypically might have a food addiction, if they get either one of these surgeries, could go back and start drinking excessively or even engage in sexual behaviors that are beyond normal. Have you experienced that in your patient population or no?
Not that much, because the patient population has to go through, psychological testing. They have to go through continued care with a therapist. They have a lot of support groups. But I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, and it doesn't happen just with bariatric surgery. I think any time you tackle an addiction and you have an addictive personality, it's very easy to switch your addiction. People go back to smoking, those who have quit smoking and lost weight. I mean, there's a lot that happens. So you have to really deal with the person's personality so that you can help them come through their addictive behaviors and find other things such as exercise and learning how to moderate, which is very, very difficult for anybody who's addicted, is to learn how to moderate their behaviors.
Now, if someone wanted to find out about this, do you guys have a website for your bariatric center?
Yes, we do. The Memorial Healthcare System website, which is www.mhs.net, or they can call us directly at 954-265-5889, and that's our diabetes center and our bariatric surgery center.
Great, and I heard they're beautiful.
Great,
I can't wait to see them in less than a week when we're going to talk about DivaBedic coming down to Hollywood, Florida at the end of the show. Well, that was a great way to kick off the show, ladies. It was almost as engaging as the actual program, The View, yesterday, where Sherry Shepherd and Barbara Walters came back from her heart surgery. So I want to keep the ball rolling and keep fighting the myths and misconceptions. Are you ready to knock out some of the misconceptions, Angels?
Sure thing.
We're ready for the challenge.
Teddy, you're the first one up. You're in the role of Sabrina tonight.
Okay.
True or false? People who follow their treatment plan never have high blood sugar readings.
I would say that's false. Never is a strong word. I would say that you should always, I never want anyone to sit back on their laurels and say, okay. I would always want people to check their blood sugar. So I'd have to say that that's not, never is not a good statement.
So,
I would say that there's a huge improvement, but I can't say never.
Okay.
Right? And, you know, Max, what we always say is, you know, sometimes you just wake up, you're doing everything that you're supposed to
right.
be doing, and diabetes throws you a curveball. It's that diabetes bad hair day.
Right.
That's the nature
exactly.
of diabetes.
That's
you have
exactly
high blood sugars.
Is.
You know, that's what happens. And so the goal is to do, you know, follow your treatment plan, do your very best every single day, and know that in the long run, your numbers are going to average out to a healthy range. But you'll still have some of those ups and downs because that's the nature of diabetes, unfortunately.
And not
okay,
only that,
and Judy?
If you're sick.
Yeah, I agree. Because
no, I'm going to give you your next question, darling.
Oh, the next question.
But I like the answer. You angels are all over this tonight. You're in the role of Kelly from Jacqueline Smith, so we'll be visiting your homeware department at Kmart after the show. True or false, Judy, people with diabetes should not exercise?
Well, I would say that's false, because exercise is one of the things you can do that really makes you feel great. Divas should exercise because it makes your body look really good. It helps improve circulation. It helps you regulate your blood sugars. And
what about if you're afraid of going low? A lot of divas are afraid of going low, especially on the Stairmaster.
Well, then you know what you can do? You could just check your blood sugar before you go out and exercise, because by checking you find out where you're at, and that way you know, feel comfortable, and if you carry some kind of source of sugar with you, like glucose tablets, if you did get in a situation, because that could happen. Remember, blood sugars can be funny things. They can go up and down for almost no reason, so you always want to plan ahead and prepare. So,
all right, that's a good tip, and I'll have you going to blog a little bit more about that for us on our Diva blog. Jessica, in the role of Farrah Fawcett, or Farrah
yes.
Food Fawcett.
Ooh,
true or false? Here you are. I know you're a registered dietitian. Having diabetes means you must eat foods that are different from everyone else's.
Oh, now that's false. Now, you know, if you walk into the, you know, the health food store or a even regular grocery store, you see a lot of foods that are marketed just specifically for people with diabetes. And, you know, to eat those foods, there's not necessarily anything wrong with that. But I always tell the folks that I'm working with, my divas, that you don't have to, because oftentimes you're going to be spending a lot more money. And I'd rather you spend that on shoes than special foods. So we can all eat the same foods. And it's just a matter of knowing how to count the carbohydrate content of the foods that you're eating and going easy on foods that, you know, are not good for any of us. And I always say, you know, none of us need foods with lots of added sugar in them. Not, you know, not someone living with diabetes has to eat, you know, any differently than any just trying to be healthy.
And you're always saying be a better eater, not a perfect eater. That's
no,
what
that's,
we should aim
you know,
for.
That's my
that's
motto.
Right
be a better eater, not a perfect eater.
All right, ladies, we're going to pick a number. I'm reaching into the diva bag. Good job on those myths and misconceptions. Thank you for doing that for all the women listening out there in our audience. And remember, if you want to phone in and ask us a question or ask the angels a question, you could do that right now. We're live, 347-215-8551. And now I just picked a number, and it's 15, which reminds me of that Taylor Swift song. So, Judy, starting with you, true or false, it takes 15 minutes of jogging to burn off a tablespoon of mayonnaise.
I'm going to say false.
It's actually true.
Is it true, Max?
Yes,
that's
there's a lot of calories in
just
that one tablespoon of mayonnaise.
That is so, you know, that could be true, I guess, but, you know, because it's so high in fat. One tablespoon of mayonnaise, that's, what is that?
About 10 to 12 grams, depending on the brand.
That's
you know what,
right.
Two, Max, the thing that I think is really funny about that is you have to jog at a speed of 5 miles per hour. And that, I don't know if anyone out there listening actually goes on
a my
jog
mother
there.
Jogs at that speed if she gets on the, she'll
well,
tell us on the radio.
I think it's false, because you can, it's so
Gonzalez.
Impossible to do. Who's going to jog for 15 minutes after one tablespoon of mayonnaise, you know?
Get it.
It's like
all right,
and jog.
We're going to move along, but that was a
I'd
good one.
I'd rather not have the mayonnaise.
Yeah,
exactly.
Don't have the mayonnaise. Yeah,
don't
right.
have the mayonnaise.
Have half the mayonnaise and go for a half-hour walk. How about
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
I like that.
All right, Teddy, Sabrina, yeah. The average doctor's visit is approximately 15 minutes long, true or false?
Well, it's only 15 minutes long, maybe face-to-face. That might be true, but if you're waiting in the waiting room, it's a lot longer than that for most doctors. would say maybe face-to-face
right
and paying the bill and getting all your exams and all that stuff might be 15 minutes. But
it's actually the national average is 7 minutes, so it's false.
Right.
It's actually shorter than that. But they weren't counting the waiting room, so.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's tough to manage your diabetes, to talk about the roller coaster effects in that short amount of time. Jessica, last question. After checking your blood glucose level with a meter and seeing that your level is under 70, you should consume 15 grams of carbohydrates, true or false?
That is absolutely true. And you know me, I love that rule of 15, and I always use, you know, any opportunity I can to teach divas about treating hypoglycemia or low blood sugar. So, yes, when you are under 70, you want to have 15 grams of carbohydrate. My best source is glucose tabs, something like that. The problem that a lot of
no,
our
no, wait, that's good, because you're going to blog about this and you're going to talk about it live in Pittsburgh, because now I'm getting ready to meet my, I'm going to pass the boa, Jessica. Good job, everyone, Charlie's Angels. We got to move right along and meet our real-life diva from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's Terry Seidman.
Hey, Max, how are you?
Hi, Terry. I want to give you a standing round of applause, so let me just see if I can say your name. There you go. Here's Terry Seidman. All right, Terry Seidman, I know you for the last 3 years now. I'm trying to figure out what I was going to say. I was going to say I know you from the American Diabetes Association where you're the program director, but you're also a woman living with type 1 diabetes. So I'd like to hear your story from diagnosis to diva. How long have you been living with diabetes? Just tell us a little bit about your story.
I've been a diabetic for 42 years. My dad had diabetes for 60-some years, and my sister, who is 13 months younger than me, has been a diabetic for about 46 years. So you could say it's very much in my family, and, you know, it's taken me a while to become a diva and to recognize the fact that you don't always have to feel guilty when things aren't going right with your diabetes. That's a big deal.
Now, you know, I have a webinar coming up next week, and we're going to be talking about who's in your entourage. And I know you have a really interesting member in your healthcare entourage. It's your rabbi.
My rabbi happens to be my husband.
Right. how does your faith play a role in managing your diabetes, especially during those ups and downs?
You know, I think that a lot of times you feel like God is really watching over you. And really protecting you and taking care of you. And, of course, you are the conduit that has to be responsible for yourself and managing your diabetes. But I do believe that we all need to have a guardian angel from above watching over us as well. And I think that God does play an important part in my life.
And your husband is very lovely. I've met him, and he's just so wonderful. So I'm so grateful that you have that kind of support right next to you all the time. That's awesome.
Well, he is. He's quite a he's a people person, taking care of a lot of the underdogs in the world. I don't know if I'm that underdog, but now that I've become a diva, I'm really not an underdog.
You're not at all. In fact, you're ready to play diabetes numerology. With 100, I think you've got 100 plus years of experience between all your family members about diabetes self-care. So here's how it works, Terry and everyone listening. I'm going to read Terry a random blood glucose value along with a real life situation, and then I'm going to ask Terry to tell us how she would deal with the situation. After that, I'm going to ask our guest educators, the Charlie's Angels of Outreach, to discuss the solution and share some tips for other people living with diabetes as well. So now remember, if you want to play along, everyone out there, you can go to divabetic.org and get your free download right now. But please keep in mind that one solution doesn't work for everyone, so you want to check with your doctor to find out what the best game plan should be. All right, here you go. Are you ready, Terry?
I am ready.
Your blood glucose value is 60, and your situation is, I have to try to do it with an get into the character. Oh, my God, did I overdo it on my insulin? Anything's possible. I did just happen to see a shirtless Matthew McConaughey in Central Park. Who should I text first? That sounds more like your daughter than me, but you know what I'm trying to say. So here you are in Central Park, New York, and it was beautiful out today, and Matthew McConaughey shirtless just walked by, and your blood glucose value is 60. How would you solve that solution?
I think I'd run up to him and ask if he has a piece of candy.
I like it. Yeah, I like your style, Terry.
That's the right solution.
Right, I'd be taking care of two things at the same time. I can still be running after her because I always carry a little container of pineapple juice because I find that's what works best for me.
Pineapple juice. Okay.
Perfect.
You know, 4 ounces of pineapple juice, and while I'd be chugging it down, I'd be walking after him.
And quickly, Jessica, how'd she do? And Angels, what did you
perfect.
Think of Terry's answer?
I think that's a perfect answer.
I think
that's
the
right.
point with this one is, you know, when you are having a wonderful day in Central Park in New York, and you see a shirtless Matthew McConaughey running by, the idea here is, you know what, sometimes life happens in the middle of your diabetes and or vice versa, I guess. And sometimes we are forgetful, and the idea here is, you know, I guess in the question we heard him say or her say, did I overdo it on my insulin? And possibly that could have been a reason why. I think the big learning opportunity here is when you do have a low blood sugar or something kind of does go a little bit wrong in your day with diabetes is A, use it as an opportunity to problem solve and try to figure out why it happened. Don't just treat it and move on. Do some problem solving. Think about why did this happen? And here it could be maybe I was forgetful. You know, I'm having one of these days, you know, charms days in New York City. I forgot. Or maybe I counted my carbs wrong because I had that amazing sighting. The other thing is don't beat yourself
guess
up.
Guess what?
You know, move
it's
on.
New York City. It's Fashion Week. I think I have a caller. Hello? You're on Diva Talk Radio.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Who is this Yago?
This is Yago, yes.
And it's Fashion Week, and you're a makeup artist. Are you backstage at one of the shows right now, and is Matthew McConaughey standing next to you?
Oh, my goodness. I would just be like, please, let me do your face.
Well, line up behind Jerry Seidman. So, Yago, Fashion Week, it's all about fall colors. You've got a wonderful line of makeup called Yagalicious, and they could go to your website, yagalicious.com, and tell us, what are the hot colors on the runways right now?
The hot colors on the runways right now is like a smoky eye and plum and navy, and it's a really bold lip and red.
And that is what divas are wearing across the country, are going to be wearing in 2011?
I believe so.
So now you are helping me reward one lucky diva. Her name is Terry Seidman, who I get to partner with on outreach at the Pittsburgh Expo in November. And you're going to give her a free lipstick from Yagalicious, and what color is she going to get?
I'm going to give her the Matador Red so she can rock her runway look in her Divalicious way.
And she's going to wear it at the expo. So congratulations, Terry Seidman. Yago, who's your favorite designer right now on the runways?
My favorite designer is Betsy Johnson. She's always been since I was in diapers.
And speaking of diapers, my next guest knew me when I was in diapers. I want to welcome to the show my real-life mother, Rosemarie Zadig. Are you on the line, Mom?
I sure am.
And you just got back from Texas, am I correct?
Yes, I was there visiting your brother. We spent time in San Antonio and Austin. And I just enjoyed Texas. It sure is big.
And speaking of big, I didn't get to do this in August. I want to take a special minute. Our pick a number this time was 15, but I was going to pick 50 because I want to congratulate you and Dad on your 50th wedding anniversary. So congratulations on that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
We're really proud of that, too.
And now you've got your segment, How to Mother Your Diabetes. Do you have an encouraging tip for the divas this month, Mom?
Oh, I sure do. I have a wonderful tip this time. I know that diabetes and diabetes management can be overwhelming at times for many people, especially when you're newly diagnosed. My suggestion is to bring a friend or a loved one like your rabbi-husband with you to the doctor's, your next doctor's appointment. There, while you're listening to the doctor, your friend, our loved one can be taking notes or recording what is being said. And then when you get home, if you're like me, you forget half of what the doctor has said. So So you could just go back to the notes or listen to the recording and just concentrate on that. And then you'll know everything that he said, and you'll be able to do it. And it's a great way to involve a team member or friend, and we always emphasize team effort for this, and that would be a great way. Plus the fact that while you're sitting in that waiting room, you could have that team member with you.
Well, that's true.
That's right.
Mom, that's a great tip. So bring a friend to your next doctor's appointment. I guess she was talking to you, Terry.
Everybody.
Well, we're going to be talking team at our webinar. So now I just want to do a quick shout-out because my phone's ringing. I've got my favorite guest on the line who's got a big Diva discount. She's one of my favorite retailers. But before I introduce her, I just want to give a shout-out to Dr. William Kirtley, a medical research pioneer who helped develop drugs after World War II that helped greatly improve the lives of many people living with diabetes. He died, unfortunately, at the age of 96. He helped refine injectable insulin as well as helped develop pills to help others naturally produce insulin. And in 1971, he was awarded the Badding Medal from the American Diabetes Association. So Dr. William Kirtley, we'd like to salute you tonight in our shout-outs part of this show. And now, continuing with the shout-outs, I'd like to take a big discount and get some deals going. I'd like to welcome Connie Elder to the program. Hello, Connie.
Hey, Max. How are you?
I'm great. I know you're in Nashville, and your skincare sounds a lot like numerology because it's called Underology, and
that's
I love
right.
that.
Now, it's very fitting.
You couldn't be on the show last time because you were at the QVC. This product is so popular. Tell me a little bit about Underology.
Well, Underology was just launched on QVC in the spring, but we are bringing a great, fabulous discount to the Divas, which is 40% off of our Underology. There's nowhere else you can purchase it for that kind of a price, and it's special for all the Divas because we want everybody to not just be concerned about what they put in their body, but what they put on their body. And basically, Underology has a short ingredients list, high levels of active ingredients that aren't diluted with a lot of fillers and preservatives. So it's really making sure that you know what you're putting on your skin as well as in your body.
So the best way to go from rundown to runway, because it's Fashion Week, is to get some Underology.
Yes, and it's a perfect complement to our makeup artist that was just on and speaking to us about her makeup line. It's a great, if you have good skin, then it's a great canvas for any beautiful makeup like she was just discussing with us.
Great. So now they could come to our site, divabag.org, to get the 40% Diva discount from Underology, and they could feel free to find out more products by going to your website, Connie. What is it?
Absolutely. It's underology.com. So it's just under and then ology.com.
Great. And that is only going to be available to the end of the month, I believe, this great special. So make sure you take advantage of it. Thank you, Connie, for helping us get the word out to the Divas and making everyone who wants to learn about education get rewarded. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Glad to be a part. Great to be a part of the show this evening.
All right. Well, now I've got my upcoming Diva dates, and I'm going to kick them off Tuesday, September 17th from 11 to 12 p.m. I'm doing a free Divabedic webinar. Go to my site, divabedic.org, and find out how you could register today. But on Saturday, September 25th, Judy and Teddy, where am I going to be?
You're going to be in
Hollywood, Florida.
That's right, Hollywood, Florida.
And what am I going to be doing? Tell us a little bit about that show.
Well, we're going to be doing Divabedic, The View, and it's going to be part of Memorial Hospital at the Esther Grossman Center. And it's a free event, and we're going to have food and fun. Right, Teddy?
Absolutely. We're going to have a lot of different speakers. We're going to have you, Max, and we're going to have a couple of booths. We're also going to do some food model display, Prada, your pineapple.
With one of the greatest food stylists in the world, my brother Richard, so that would be great.
And a food demonstration where we're going to have Teddy's going to prepare something, our chef Teddy.
Okay, and then that sounds great. And then November 6th, Terry Seidman, where are we going to be?
You're going to be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at Expo Pittsburgh.
And that's lots of free things going on there. They could go to diabetes.org to find out more about the expo. That's my biggest event of the year. But if you can't wait till November, make sure you check me out next week in Florida. I'm going to have my family, my team. I'm going back to work with the ladies, Judy and Teddy, two of the angels. And then we're going to have a great time. So make sure you come to our website and find out the number to register for both events on the website. Right now, I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank Terry Seidman for participating on numerology. I want to thank Yagu and Connie for helping us out with beauty and fashion advice tonight. And I want to thank the angels, of course, Jessica, Judy, and Teddy for their expert advice, plus my mom for giving us How to Mother Your Diabetes, Crystal Light, Dr. Schultz for supporting our community. And remember, every diva has an entourage. I'm Mr. Diva Bedeck, and I'm so glad to be part of yours. Let's stay healthy together.